The ceiling.
I see. So that's not the same as the attic.
No. The attic is a little place that's fixed for storage up above the ceilings.
Do you know names for different types of house constructions?
Well, yeah. I don't know whether I know what you mean or not, but this, I don't know what the actual name for this is. It's called old-fashioned houses now, and there's bungalow types and split levels and ranch type. Is that what you mean?
I was thinking about more old-fashioned names. There's one that I heard about, I forgot, but then there was a shotgun house.
Yeah, well, that means just a little narrow house that goes, you know, real long. It looks out of balance. It's long and so narrow.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
That's shotgun house.
How many rooms does it have usually?
Well, just no certain amount, just to have. They want to fix it. If they want to divide up in a lot of rooms, they can. Or if they want to just make two or three big ones out of it, they can do that. It's just the outside shape of it's what you call a shotgun.
You know, in a house like what you would describe, where they have the
hall sort of dividing
the house,
and
the hall's not closed in.
Yeah.
Do you know any names for that?
No, because when our ancestors came here, they built houses with logs, and they'd put a room on one side and a room on the other, and then that long hall through it. And sometimes they'd build a kitchen or a place to eat at the back of that hall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Did you ever hear that hall called Dog Trot or Dog Run?
No, ma'am. Well, I guess I've read of it, but not. I hadn't heard it called that.
What did you call those two rooms?
Well, usually the bedroom or... well, back when they had log houses, they were both bedrooms because they didn't have enough room to have living rooms or parlors or anything like that.
Was one of them more important than the other, sort of?
Yeah, where the family stayed, they'd have a chimney, you know, and have a big fire, and everybody'd stay in there to stay warm when it was cold weather. And,
what would they call that room? Would they say, I'm
going to
go inside,
Well, I don't think they called it the living room. They just say where the fire is or to the fireplace room, I guess, would be the most common expression used.
The other room didn't have a fireplace in it?
A lot of times it didn't. Some of them did.
Well, that's about all I wanted to ask you now.
Well, now I realize that I haven't been an awful lot of help to you, but I felt like I owed it to you to try. Anybody that has already finished college and still working on their master's degree, I think needs any help they can get. And I wish I could do more to help you.
Well, you've been a big help. I'm not actually working on a master's degree now, but...
You're not?
I do plan to go into graduate school.
Yeah.
And
well, I hope you can find somebody that can give you more of what you're actually looking for, those old-time expressions. And I know there is that kind of people. The only thing about it, a lot of them you're going to find are hard to hear, and or some of them hadn't got enough patience to do it.
Yeah.
But I just wish you all kind of good luck, and I believe my daughter was sincere in thinking that you'd get some good from seeing that old man that she gave you his address. So if you go down that way, look him up.
Yeah.
My other daughter has a mother-in-law that is part Indian, and she has some of the funniest expressions you ever heard. But now I don't think she hadn't got any education at all, and she uses just things to express things that you've got to kind of be on the ball to know what she means. Mm-hmm. But I don't think she would take up time with you. She's epileptic and sick a lot, and right now she's at Meridian, so I couldn't give you her address or anything. But she would probably be good to talk to.
Yeah.